How many shooters were there? Really? Plus, a prophetic voice is warning us of a red October, and a Satanist prayer is going viral. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com, and this is your midweek rundown. Let's take a look here. How many shooters tried to assassinate President Trump? In this article, taken from a few different sources, where people are still speculating that there is more than meets the eye about the July 13th event. There have been several independent investigations into the event, as the government's reasons and narratives simply are not jiving with many. Former sniper for the United States Marine Corps, as well as a former Green Beret sniper, John Cullen, also a ballistic expert, joined Clay Martin on the Tommy's podcast on Rumble, discussing the sorts of subjects could likely get you banned from platforms such as Meta and YouTube. So we're going to be very careful with how we talk about things in this report. Here we have a upcoming book called The Trump Code. If you want to check this out, there's some very interesting conspiracy type of things, but definitely will leave you questioning about exploring time travel, Nikola Tesla, the Trump lineage, and America's future. You got to take a look at that. But let's go back with our story. During this episode, Cullen alludes to Trump having been in the middle of a firefight at the Butler, Pennsylvania rally with multiple shooters on site. You can go to the article here to read this for yourself, but there's a lot more to this, including recently conservative commentator Benny Johnson was on site in Pennsylvania with congressional representatives Corey Mills of Florida and Eli Crane of Arizona, both of whom are combat veterans, and they analyzed the breakdown in security that nearly saw the former president killed. Johnson tweeted that our government lied about what happened that day. And to see the full story, you can go to the link here and to follow along. But definitely things that you need to be aware of, especially in these coming days as we're leading to the potential Red October. Will Chris Reed's prophetic warning of a Red October come to pass? In this video interview, conversation between Chris Reed and Brandon Biggs, who Brandon Biggs actually gave a prophetic word about President Trump bullet going by his ear shortly before the event actually happened, has definitely gained some notoriety for that. But we asked the question, have we only seen the tip of the iceberg when it comes to global chaos? In this recent video, Reed shared what he saw regarding a Red October and the fallout that is yet to play out. Now, here's some of the things that he is talking about in this, and you can definitely go to the story here to read all of it. But he's looking for coordinated attacks from Russia and China, cyber threat attacks, airspace incursions, invasion of Taiwan by China, Biden's health, terrorist attack in the United States, foreign interference in U.S. elections. And there's lots of things that you need to be able to just hear this, but also pray about these things. Just because it's prophesied or seen in a vision doesn't mean that that has to happen. There's things that happen when God's people are called to prayer and they respond. And our top story right now, a young evangelist's prayer with a Satanist goes viral, and for all the right reasons. A young Christian evangelist conversation with a Satanist is getting some attention after the fascinating and powerful exchange was posted on social media. Bryce Crawford's video of his chat with a purported Satanist named Chad has received hundreds of thousands of views since being posted earlier this summer. Chad said that I am satanic. He said that the hypocritical nature of Christians led him away from Jesus and towards Satanism. That's actually something that we need to be thinking about. Are we being hypocritical? Because that is leading people away from Jesus. And definitely the video is linked in here as well. So you definitely want to watch this because it is powerful. Now, Crawford kept his responses focused on bringing the conversation to a natural place where he could share the gospel message. That's so important to keep focused on Jesus and bringing things back to him, as opposed to getting caught up in the minutiae or the details of things that aren't as important. Bring it back to Jesus, just as what Bryce Crawford did here. And you can watch the video here. The article has the link as well. And so it's wonderful to see somebody's life totally changed because they've had an encounter with Jesus. I'm John Matarazzo for CharismaNews.com. This is your midweek rundown. Thank you so much for watching. Make sure that you subscribe so that you get notified whenever we release new videos. And until then,